I'd like to welcome you back to the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. This is Ken Lindquist, and I endeavor to bring you every Sunday night some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around for the next hour for some more swinging sounds. We're going to continue to highlight our jazz, modern jazz group of the week, the Modern Jazz Quartet, comprised of John Lewis on piano, who is the arranger and conductor, and of the leader of the band, really, Milt Jackson on vibes, who is the primary vibe soloist and contributed many compositions to the group. Percy Heath on bass. The brothers of Percy Heath are Jimmy Heath of tenor sax and Tootie Heath, the drummer. So it's the Heath family, all out of Philadelphia. Percy there on bass, Connie Kay on drums. This is a clever little thing written by the pianist John Lewis called Delaney's Dilemma. Thank you. nice light swinging thing written by the piano player in the Modern Jazz Quartet, John Lewis, called Dante's Dilemma. Gonna move now to piano player Barry Harris, keeper of the flame on bop piano all down through the years. Excellent piano player, and he's backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Lewis Hayes on drums, and this is a composition written by one of the fathers of modern bebop, Charlie Parker, called Moose the Mooch. Thank you. Jazz there on piano, backed up by Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, doing Charlie Parker's jazz bop classic, Moose the Mooch. Back now to our highlight jazz group of the week, and this is the Modern Jazz Quartet with John Lewis on piano, Mel Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, Connie Kay on drums. This is their working of that old jazz standard, I'll Remember April.
Thank you.
robust, up-tempo version of I Remember April by the Modern Jazz Quartet of the MJQ, as they're finally called by all the jazz lovers, and with Mel Jackson on vibes and John Lewis there on piano. Well, we try to get at least one Hammond B3 organ track in every week. We're not always successful, but we're going to have one tonight. We're going to put on little thing on a platter on with Jack McDuff on organ doing a little thing written by him called WAP. Jack McDuff. Liner notes aren't of much help there, but I think that was probably Red Holloway on tenor sax and George Benson on guitar. Back now to our highlight jazz group of the week, that modern jazz quartet of the MJQ, as they were called, and this is a little thing written by the vibe man in the group, Milt Jackson, called The Cylinder.
Thank you. The next piece, however, started its life out as a composition made for jazz. This is a composition of our vibe harpist, Milt Jackson, a piece entitled The Cylinder. Thank you.
composition written by the live man in the modern jazz quartet, Milt Jackson, called The Cylinder, with another also fine piano solo there by the pianist John Lewis. You know, we haven't done anything by Cannonball Adderley in a while, and we're going to fix that right now. We're going to do something by the Cannonball Adderley sextet, and comprised of quite a group, actually. Includes Nat Adderley on cornet, his brother, and Wynton Kelly on piano, Victor Feldman on vibe, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. It's a Thelonious Monk composition. Well, you needn't. Thank you. Cannonball Alley on alto sax, leading a sextet through Thelonious Monk's composition, Well You Need, and his brother Ned Alley that was there on cornet. Whitten Kelly was on piano, Victor Feldman on vibes. Okay, we return now to our highlight jazz group of the week, and by the Modern Jazz Quartet, and this is a beautiful thing. It starts out as a slow ballad, as I remember, then it goes to a nice medium tempo. It's written by the pianist in the group, John Lewis, dedicated to that great Belgian gypsy guitarist, Django Reinhardt. Name of the composition is simply Django.
Modern Jazz Quartet with Milt Jackson, vibraphone, Connie Kay, drums, Percy's on bass, and John Lewis on piano. The Modern Jazz Quartet. Thank you.
beautiful piano, a beautiful composition written by the piano man John Lewis out of the Modern Jazz Quartet called Django, dedicated to the guitarist Django Reinhardt. Well, we're going to stick with the Modern Jazz Quartet for another track since we're highlighting their work tonight. And this is a little swinger written by a man in the group Bags, Bill Jackson, called Really True Blues.
Thank you.
Great Medium Tempo Blues by the Modern Jazz Quartet. Of course, it was a Milt Jackson composition called Really True Blues, and also a really fine piano player, a piano solo on that particular track by John Lewis. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and we hope you enjoyed the sounds. We're here every Sunday night. We hope you come back to visit with us next Sunday night. We're going to close out the show with a little something by piano player Les McCann from his album Les McCann Plays the Truth. This is written by Les McCann, and it is called The Truth.